What does March 21, 2020 mean to you? Well, to me, it means sadness, pain, loss, change, and trust. Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. On March 21st, I was supposed to be in Wisconsin officiating at the wedding of my nephew and his young fiance. Unfortunately, as March progressed, as you very well know, things got worse and worse in America regarding the pandemic and the changes that were necessary for a lot of people, including a number of people who decided that they could not come or just didn't want to come, including about half the wedding party who were in the military and were prohibited from traveling at that time. So sadly, our nephew and his young bride, they were in fact married. I had commended to them that they would get married, and they were able to find a pastor who could just marry them at a private, less than 10 people wedding celebration. They decided that they had to postpone the celebration, and so they canceled their reception. It was quite a big reception planned, and postponed it to the fall. Well, as it turns out, things have continued to progress in America. The pandemic is not free, and they have once again had to change their venue and actually uninvite guests because of the change of venue that was required. That's a very painful thing to do. On all of this, God is teaching them to trust. In Romans 8, there's a passage that many people know by heart, and it is a section of Romans that our church has been working through since the lectionaries in July are all from Romans chapter 8. This is Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So God causes all things to work together. And that's the issue when it comes to trusting God in something like the pandemic and the many, many ramifications that the pandemic has touched. I actually believe God is teaching the entire world that they have to live by faith. The question is, by faith in what? And of course, Christ has given us the absolute template of trustworthiness when it comes to living by faith. One of those stories that we find in the gospel that's repeated in a couple of gospels is the storm, and Jesus is asleep in the back of the boat. The Gospel of Mark in chapter 4, verse 38, records that the disciples cry out to Jesus, who's asleep, saying, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" It's almost tongue-in-cheek. Of course he cares. That's why he's in the boat with them. God is not just in the boat. He's fully invested in everything. He's invested in life. He has become the flesh. He has taken upon the flesh, the incarnation. He loves us so much that he became man, dwelt among us, went to the cross for us, went to the grave for us, and then rose from the dead to show us how it all ends up if you live by faith in him. In Romans 8, there is also this passage. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" Two things about that verse. God went to the cross for us. Of course, he cares about us. That's the litmus test for trust. But notice how God says, with him. We don't live this life alone. When you live by faith, you're connected to God, who is our head, and he will teach us that that sort of trust conquers all, sin and even death. This is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church, your radio pastor for the day, praying that you trust God in all things.